Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Let's move on to the next one. It's just paperwork. I had a client who thought that every report I gave them when they bought a property was just standard paperwork. So they bought 10 properties and they read the first couple of reports, and there's similarities in them. So after a while, they didn't read the reports anymore and they just threw them in the corner. And the last one had a $1,500 check in it, a refund check for them. I only found out about it because my accountant said, "Are your clients ever going to cash that check?" So it's more than just paperwork. Got a call from a client. He's looking to, this is a RAIN member, he's looking to use the fix and flip strategy to buy some properties. Buy properties that need some tender loving care, put some money into them, buy them cheap, put some money into them, as little as possible, and sell them for a profit. That basically is fix and flip. He wanted to use his existing corporation because he knew from being here at RAIN and hearing this that if you're flipping properties or turning properties over quickly, you get a better tax treatment if you have your properties in a corporation. You get a better tax rate on them. So since he had a corporation, he thought he would like to use his existing corporation. Sounds good? Makes sense? Doesn't make sense, but he thought it made sense. Couple of problems. He didn't like to file his annual corporate returns. If you have a company, you have to file a corporate return with Alberta Registries every year to keep your property up to date and in good standing. If you don't file the return, then you get, as they say, struck off the corporate register. And if that happens and you still want to use your company, you have to spend a bunch of money reviving the corporation. So his practice was to wait until he got the last notice that from registry that says, if you don't do this in the next 2 weeks, we're going to strike you off. This is after, you know, three or four that he's already got. That's serious, but it's not near as serious as he said he hadn't filed his tax returns with the Canada Revenue Agency. So, and that was returns in the plural. I said, "Oh, yeah." Like you say in those circumstances, "Oh, yeah." So how many haven't you filed? How long has it been since you filed? 10 years. 10 years of no tax returns. I said, "Well, you know, how come they're not all over you like a ton of bricks? What's going on?" He said, "It's because it's kind of a cash business that I run." A cash business. Oh, I see. Okay. You're taking cash in and you're not really reporting it. Well, no, I'm not. Okay. So I'm going, you know, I don't even know what to tell them. So let's talk about what happens. If you don't file your returns, it can cancel the corporation. But if you don't file your income tax returns, penalties, interest, and potential jail time. Just reading, I have a little note in here from the CRA website that talks about in December 2009, Premier Floor Fashions and one of their directors pleaded guilty to 6 counts of failing to file tax returns, and they were fined $1,000 on each count of failing to file. And they noted that just because you get fined doesn't mean you still don't have to file and pay all your interest and penalties. So you got to make sure that you do this or it can be in big trouble. Well, by the way, so our member says to me, you know, maybe I should just let the corporation die and form a new corporation. Or maybe the CRA wouldn't bother him because they haven't bothered him so far. Maybe he can keep doing it like this and not worry about it. What do you think, Barry? He says. I went, "I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do in the face of you not doing your job for 10 years. Don't expect me to wave my professional magic wand over you and make it all better, for God's sake. So I'm not going to solve that problem for you." All right, what did we learn out of this? Keep your corporation up to date or you'll be struck. File your corporate returns or face fines, penalties, and potential jail time. And Don't incorporate if you can't handle the paperwork. It's all part of your real estate business. We have real estate businesses. That's the business we're in. And paperwork is a big part of your business. All right.
Thanks for listening to Barry McGuire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.